talked about the soul. You remember? You remember the five aspects of the soul I told you. You cannot forget these things because you're not going to be effectively or effective spiritually if you don't understand this. Your soul, we reveal to you, or the Holy Ghost revealed to us, it consists of five seats. Yes, sir. The first one was emotion, feeling. I have to go over this because what I'm about to teach you about the will tonight is so powerful. And then we went to the reasoning, to the intellect aspect of the soul. Then we got down to the memory. You can find all of them operating in the Bible. Then you go to your imagination. Now, I didn't know the last one is your will. I didn't know the will runs everything. And so open your Bible to two openings. In Romans chapter 7, we're going to see the Apostle Paul arguing about he wanted to do right and couldn't do it. And then in Philippians 2, we're going to find out on the other side of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we're free from the law of sin and death, and our will have a lot to do with it. Now, you're going to find out your will control what gets to your spirit, what gets to your soul, what gets to your body. And you're going to find out how powerful it is tonight. And I think that it will change many of our lives. Things we've been trying to accomplish in our life will help us to be able to accomplish those things by going to, I guess, the highest aspect of our soul tonight, dealing with our will. Romans chapter 7. I want to read this scripture because I want you to see the predicament the Apostle Paul revealed to us before his will was redeemed by God redeeming grace on the other side. Then the 7th chapter of Romans, beginning at the 14th verse. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. Here's a man who have not entered into the understanding of the spirit of life. Most Christians, that's where they are now. They don't understand. Most Christians are, and not trying to be ugly, most Christians are carnal. They don't know how to flow in the spirit or how to receive from God as they should. And so as we read here, we see this predicament this man is. If you don't know, you don't know. If you don't know, you can't flow. Right? All right, so it says here now, the 14th verse, you know that we say it. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. But what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Now that sounds like a mixed up man, isn't it? If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. You're talking about the law, the Ten Commandments. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Now watch this now. I want you to underline this. For to will. He's trying to work it. For to will is present with me. I'm willing to do what's right. But I can't seem to do it. I've seen good Christians like that. People really love God, but they can't. It's some habits they can't break, things they can't break. They're willing to do it. Look, notice what he said. For the will is present with me. But how to form that which is good, I found not. See, he's willing. But being willing by itself is not enough. You have to know how to do it. All right. For the good thing, verse 19, that I would, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not if I could do better, that I do. Now we're talking about a Christian man here. And having come into the light of the Spirit as he should. Watch this. Now if I do that, let me see how far I want to go. Oh, yeah. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. We got to do something with this sin. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing, watch this now, and bringing me where? Now, how many of y'all want to be in captivity? Y'all getting pretty shy. Nobody raised their hand. And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then he says, he come to the conclusion, now he come to a clarity in verse 25. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Then we'll go into the first two verses, because it's really not chapter, but we'll go into the first two verses of chapter 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, there's a shift in you now. Then he gives us this law in verse 2. This law belongs to you. But ignorance will keep you out of it. Uh-huh. Religion too. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to teach you about the power of understanding the ability of your will. The power of understanding the ability of your will. And we're going to open the wheel up so you see what we're talking about. But we have to go to Philippians 2 now, because it brings us to another stage of this whole lesson. Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. We're going to look at two verses. Verses 12 and verse 13. Now, if I had any other way to say it, this is another horse we're about to ride here now. See, we saw this man who couldn't make it, but now with the Spirit of God going to reveal to us there's another way. You don't have to struggle with the flesh. See what I'm saying? And a lot of Christian, if you stay carnal, you don't have insight of how your soul works, you're going to struggle with religion, reading your Bible, singing song, but you're not going to be delivered. You're going to be in captivity because you're going to keep going back to the same old slop. In the book of Revelation, it's talking about returning to your own vomit. Here in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 says, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, then the Apostle Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, this 13th verse gives us an insight of how our will can be effective and be a blessing. For it says, it is God which worketh in you. See, he's in there, isn't he? To do, to will, and do of his good pleasure. So God will work with your will. That scripture revealed it to us. And so these few notes here, first thing I want you to know is that Jesus unchained your will. All right? The second thing I want you to hear is, I'm going to say it another way, then I'll say it like I have it in my note. Your will need to be trained. After it's unchained, it need to be trained. If your will is not trained, your soul is going to give you trouble. Your emotion is going to give you trouble. Your intellect is going to give you trouble. Your memory is going to give you trouble. And your imagination is going to give you trouble. But if you train properly, your will is a powerful thing. And we'll find out in different scriptures here. So now Jesus unchained through his death on the cross. He unchained your will. Now Jesus has to train your will. And he says there in that 12th verse, you see what he said? And well, what did he say in the 13th verse? What did he say? All right. The key is permitting the Holy Spirit to develop a kingdom will in you. a kingdom design in your will and kingdom desire. Now, in looking up the Greek, the word will mean willed, it mean design, and it mean desire. So when John said, beloved, I wish above all things, he's saying, beloved, I desire above all things. Beloved, I design above all things. All right? So the key is permitting the Holy Spirit to develop a kingdom will, a kingdom design, and kingdom desire in your will. Now listen very carefully to this next statement. We're talking about the power of understanding the ability of your will. In coming to grip with the power of your will, all the rest of your soul has to submit and fall into place. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll read that again because you're missing it. You're not hearing it. Because what's going to happen now, you're going to be more developed in the things of God if you hear this. I'm going to read it again if you hear it. And come into grip with the power of your will. Now, your will is on the other side of the cross now. You've accepted Christ. So you no longer have to struggle because now you've got God working with you now. All right? And come into grip with the power of your will, all the rest of your soul have to submit and fall into place. In other words, if you got your will rolling, your emotion can't control you. You know, you can will not to be foolish. Mm-hmm. You can will not to fall for that. But it has to be trained. But it arrested my attention when I was studying that my will has the ability to run my whole soul. My emotion can't override my will. My reasoning can't override my will unless I let it. My memory can't override my will unless my imagination, as strong as the imagination is, it cannot override my will if I don't let it. Are you following me? So what we did in Romans 7 and Philippians 2, we looked at the will before and after the work of Christ on the cross. But if you don't know this, we're going to teach you how to train your will. You can train your will by just saying yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. When you say that, your will is building up. Yes, no, yes, no. The next time Satan comes with something, your will is trained and exercised. I have a choice. I mean, literally do it. Yes, no, yes, no. You're training your will that it has a choice, but you're building up at the same time. When that temptation come or when that situation come, your will is already exercised, uh-huh. and you're not stupid. Yes, you're going to say no if it's not God. But if you don't know that, see, those two words are the trainers of your will. Yes, no. That's pretty simple in the element. Yes, no. Now, just think about how much trouble you wouldn't have been in if you knew that. Huh? You know my will is strong enough not to do that. By the help of God. God is in there helping me. The same God who's talking about in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 said, talking about sanctify your whole body. Then in 24th verse he said, faith is who called you, who also will do it. Right. But you have to let him. See? It's a yes, no situation. Yes, no. You're strong enough to say no. But if you don't know it, what you going to say? Yes. Yeah. So here's some help. Connecting your will contingently to God's will release a power of living you have never seen before. Connecting your will contingently to God's will release a power of living you have never seen before. I I said it, but I'll say it again so you can make notes on this. Discover this fact, that your will is set free by the redeeming grace of the cross.
Yes, sir.
Satan no longer can control your will. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, with that thought in mind, you can make a decision, a choice that is stronger than satanic temptation. What? Amen. What? What Satan's been using against you is your will. But now, yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Just simply that. Just exercising your will. Yes, no. Yes, no. All right, it coming. If not right, don't be talking about you're weak. You ain't weak. The Bible says, say, I'm strong. I have a strong will. Not a strong will to be an agitator. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a strong will to live right. The Spirit of God make my will strong. Nope, I'm not going to do that. That's not going to glorify God. Nope. And, you know, he going to come back more than one time. Nope. Just say no. So you can make a decision, a choice, that is stronger than satanic temptation. The will, listen to this, the will has the final authority over what happened in the human body, soul, and spirit. The will has the final authority of what happened in the human body, soul, and spirit. You say no to diseases. You say no to lack. No, 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 I'm not having that. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from lack. I'm redeemed from limitation. I don't care how it look. I know I'm redeemed. If I keep saying the right thing and not saying the wrong thing, it's going to come to pass in my life. Listen, the will, your will has final authority over what will happen in the human body, the soul, and spirit. You're going to find out what the next statement make it. And you understand it better. The will is the gatekeeper of the spirit, soul, and body. The will is.
Yes, sir.
I will praise the Lord. I will live for God. I will live a holy life. So how am I going to do that? I'm saying no to sin. No, I don't think so. Take that somewhere else. I'm not having it. It has the power to control what will or will not come in and out of our spirit. I had no idea my will was that powerful until I started studying and digging. Now, we to a certain extent, as human beings, we lack excuses. Okay, we love the statement, "The devil made me do it." You know, let's put it on somebody else. Remember Adam and Eve? They were in there. They had the point. Adam said, "Eve did." Eve said, "Adam, he should have done. He was the head of the house." Lord said, "Both of y'all get out of here, cause y'all." What were y'all doing? So he's always trying to find some excuses. No. Your will have the power to control. Now, look in Ephesians 5:17. It said, be not wise. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. See, God's word is his will. God's way is his will. God's work is his will. See, See? I just want you to look at that. You know, that's a powerful statement. I'm going to go back up to it. It has power to control what will or will not go in and out of my spirit. I won't have that. I won't accept that. I resist that. Now, you know what James 4 and 7 says, right? Submit yourself unto the Lord. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. There's things that try to get in your will, you got to resist it. See, I resist that in Jesus' name. That ain't from God. I'm not living like that. I'm not going back there no more. See? You have to know you're forgiven. I said you have to know you're loved. Y'all better talk to me up in here. Yeah, God know your weaknesses. He know your mistakes. He know you're not going to hit the mark all the time. But all he want to do is see you going for it. You know, don't just lay down and take it. Get up fighting, you know. So I can do this. Now, we read in Romans. I'm going to read a statement about what we read in Romans. How did Paul, the Apostle Paul, before he came to the light of the inner man, and how the life in the spirit works, he was having this struggle. He wanted to do something, but he couldn't perform it. His will just wouldn't work with him. That was a time when the human will was a struggling slave to the power of sin and could never do what was right. On the other hand, you come into the body of Christ, you get baptized, and they give you communion and set you out in the pew, and then you still don't know what to do, even though you're saved. See, that's why Saturday said, in the body of Christ at large, even in the pulpits, that's why you have so much sin. You know, they holler out, grace going to take care of it. Yeah, grace going to take care of it. You know, grace take care of things both ways. You're trying to find an excuse for sin. There's no excuse for sin. Sin is sin. You got to name it sin. Then you got to come with godly sorrow to get it out your life. Yes, then you got to be properly taught to know you have sin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because it got so many examples as if it's not sin. Yes, sin is sin. Wow. Yeah, sin is sin. All right, now. It may be little known or preached, but the greatest power of salvation is the unchaining of the human will. You see, you must know, and I know tonight, that I can have God's will. And God's will can be done in my life. And Satan can't do nothing about it. And this world system and even sin cannot do nothing about it. You look back at Romans 7:14, and here's some of the things. This passage tells us the torment of the will that is bound to sin. Tormented. It wants to be a good gatekeeper. It wants to do the right thing, but it's bound to the desires of the flesh. If you don't train your will, you're going to go with your flesh. And there's a whole lot of flesh stuff going on in the body of Christ. And we need to stop this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But again, through the death of Jesus Christ, for the sin of all mankind, the power of sin is broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it? The power of sin is broken. See, sin has no dominion over a Christian. It's just a trickery of Satan to make you believe he has dominion over you and that you can't stop doing this or you can't start doing this. He's just a trick from him. You grace for that. You grace for victory. You grace to win, man. Come on now. You grace to win. Say it, I'm grace to win. Say it. Yeah. That's a proper way to use grace. You see. Yeah, I'm favored to win. Yes. So watch this now. This is going to help you. This is going to help all of us. Now, after Christ had paid for it, now our will have regained the power to choose. Yes? No. See? Satan no longer can twist your arm and hold you in an arm lock until you got to do this. You say no. In Jesus' name, no. By the power of the blood, no. I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away. No. Sanctification, holiness, righteousness is at your doorstep all the time. You can live clean in an unclean world. Have you let the Holy Ghost help you? See, now a lot of people, they don't want that kind of preaching now. It's because they want to stay in the emotional part of their soul. Make me feel good, Reverend. And then when Satan knocked, they don't know whether to say yeah or no. I don't know. Is you Satan? I don't know whether to say yes tonight or no. I'm like, but didn't he preach? No power. No understanding. You follow what I'm saying? He want to catch you in the emotional part or your reason. You start reasoning. Well, it's not so bad. Yeah, it's bad. If it's dishonoring God, if it's dishonoring the cross, if it's dishonoring the blood of Jesus, it's bad. If it's dishonoring the Bible, it's bad. We ain't got no time with no reading with this stuff. You know, come on. Well, it might be sin. You know when sin is sin. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Our will have regained the power to choose, right?
Yes, sir.
It is God's greatest gift to humanity, and the devil's chief desire is the control of the human will. That's his chief desire. That's why you got to exercise your will. Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes. Now, as a Christian, when you're doing that, you're exercising your will rising up every time. Yes, no, yes, no. And then your will say, the next time he comes, we're going to say no. Say it, yes,
yes.
No.
No.
Very simple, isn't it?
Yes.
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 No.
No.
Now, there's no power exists that can make you disobey God.
That's right.
It has to have your cooperation. And you develop yourself not to cooperate. Well, Reverend, I'm already in trouble. This lesson late. No, the lesson not late, you still leaving? Huh? You can start tonight saying no. We're not talking about yesterday or tonight.
Amen.
We're talking about right now. God wants you to have a strong will. That's why he come in you. Look, go back to Philippians 2:13 and see what he said. Why he said this? For it is God was working. He told you work out your soul salvation. It is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You listening?
Yes,
the devil knows he can no longer just grab control of a Christian will like he once could. So now his only power and strategy is to put influences. Influences pressure upon the will to do his pleasure through his seductive input to the other parts of the soul. What's the other part? Emotion. Has he tried it? Absolutely. Are you dead? Reasoning. Memory. And imagination. All of us been through this. See, he knows he's lost authority over every part, but the other part is not as strong as your will. See, as your pastor, I will to live right. I have a whole lot of chances not to live right, but I will to live right. I will to do right. Much as I mess with money, I will to do right with money. I ain't got time for no foolishness. You can do this. Yes, sir. Listen now, take your notes. Listen, I want to tell you what he's going to do now. The devil knows he can no longer just grab control of a Christian will. Now, over in the seventh chapter, he was grabbing control of Paul's will because he couldn't perform it. Huh? Like he once could. For you were saved, he just grabbed your will and just shake you around and do what he want. Then you come. And based on carnality and ignorance, even though you're in the kingdom of God, he still can shake you around. See, that's why Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said in Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will is a kingdom commodity. Your will has kingdom power in it. What I said? Yeah, you in the kingdom and the kingdom is in your will.
That's right.
I remember a long time ago I found out we're in the presence of sin, but we're no longer under the power of sin. Let me read this again. The devil knows he can no longer just grab control of a Christian will like he once could. So now his only power and strategy is to put influences and pressure on the will to do his pleasure through his seductive input to the other parts of the soul. So he get in your emotion. He gets you all emotional. And while you're in your emotional high, he slap what he want on you. Look like some of us up in here guilty. All of us. Come on now, all of us. I mean, we got to know this. We got to understand this. We got to grow from day to day. We got to develop ourselves. We got to become better Christian every day. Most people will are suckling babies to whatever the rest of their soul and body give to them and demand from them. Suckling babies. Let me give it to you again. Most people will are suckling babies. Anything, you know, baby, anything you put out, baby, you put your finger in a baby, you grab it, anything that's mama nipple. y'all done seen some babies, huh? Sean almost ready to go now. Where my phone is? She might call or not. She far enough out there to go now. But listen to this. Most people wills are suckling babies to whatever their emotion says. Oh, you ever been around an emotional point? Just get upset. Oh, Lord. Just wanting to talk about me. The people talking about somebody in China. Just all emotion. You know, come on with all them reason. And then the devil shoots you with imagination. You're not going to make it, you know. You made it last time. You're dying tonight. And if your will not strong enough to slap your imagination side of the head and say, shut up, I ain't dying. That's not God's will. God said you satisfy me with a long life. Oh, you need to know the word. Your will needs to know the word. Your will needs to know the word. Your will needs to know the word. So it'll know how to answer the enemy. This is not God's will for me and my wife to be fussing every night. It ain't God's will for a man to go sexless with a wife. A sexless marriage. Where'd that come from? That's the devil. That's the devil. The devil is a liar. I heard them boys. I heard y'all. Them boys say, come on, Rip. The devil is a liar. It's not God's will, though. And then woman get all contrary. Everybody get contrary, you know. Then it's bad. I don't know what I'm doing here now, Lord. It's bad for a woman to have a lazy man, too lazy to have sex. Jesus, what I'm talking about here? Have mercy. Most people will, now it's not going to be you, are suckling babies to whatever the rest of their soul. Get that now? The rest of their soul. So you know the four other part, right? See, it's going to try to run you. The rest of your soul is going to try to run you. But you got to use your will to stop it. You see, most people will are suckling babies to whatever the rest of their souls and bodies give to them and demand from them. In other words, the problem had been what we've been tricked at. Our emotion, our reason, our intellect, our feeling, our memories. See, you can remember old sin, you know. And then here comes Satan. You remember? Huh? He make you taste it. And if you're not strong enough, you stop it. And then the body get in with it. See? But you know, notice that my mind made up. And I will to serve God. They don't realize the latent power that the will has to simply make a firm decision without needing any kind of majority vote from the rest of the soul and the body. See, this voting stuff, get you all messed up, you know. What you think about it, emotion? Emotion, I'm going with it. It feel good. What you think about it, reason, you know. Well, reason said, well, you know, I'm smarter than God, the intellect, you see. What about it, memory? I remember how it felt. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. See, they're going to do it. That's how you get back in sin. That's how. Huh? Then your imagination, see, touch it, feel it. Bring a vision where you see yourself in sin where you used to be. See? So you can't ask them. You got to tell them what to do. Now, you listening to me? They who? Your body and the rest of your soul have to obey whatever the will decide. Whatever the will decide. I'm so glad I don't have to fight my emotion no more. Yeah, you see, I know better now. I know better. Okay. Our will, you listening? Our will has raw decision-making power. And then we see here, our will feed on two most basic words of the human language. What are they? Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no. So let's go back over a few things. I got 5 minutes. Let's go back over a few things. Now, the power of understanding the ability of your will. Now, you know that your will is in charge if you know how to put it in charge. You study and find out what the will of the Lord is. You remember Jesus. I don't know, that's a piece of note I left out because I want I don't know where it is, but you remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane? Let's find that verse. What? Because I thought I had it in here. It's not. Tell me the verse too, though. Find it and tell me the verse. And I think it's an example for us to know how. What verse is it? What chapter is it? None of y'all know where that? Matthew 26:41. All right, turn there. Everybody turn there. 26 what? 41, you said, right? Ronald said 26, Matthew 26:41. That's what Ronald said. What y'all trying to say now? Y'all trying to say something else? Ron, huh? I want the part to know he said, not my will. That's where it started at. Huh? Y'all ain't no help at all. I'm not even at your help no more. Yeah, we're on the internet around the world, and I got a church full of folk. Y'all don't know what the thing said. All right, the 39th verse. And Jesus now wrestling with the cross, now wrestling with making a decision. All the while he's good, but this thing getting close now, and the humanistic aspect of him stood up, and he got the warning by this cross now. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father." And he said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Now, this last step, you need to underline it, because it will help you. It will help you submit to God's will. Here's a man submitting to God. He's submitting to God's will. He don't even know how he's gonna come out totally, but he said, "Lord, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will." Now the next time sin make itself available to you, think about God. Think about you don't want to hurt him. And you got the power. And think about that you don't want to disown him. And you don't want Satan bragging in God's face by what he got you to do. Yes, no. Yes to God, no to Satan. Yes to holiness, no to sin. Yes to cleanliness, no to filthiness. You got the power. Tell the point there, you have the power. Tell them you have the power to live right. Now, this living right aspect of it, this living right aspect of it, you listen to me? Causes now your prayer life to be more fruitful. Because Satan blocked things, God, your inheritance with sin. See, he gets you to do something. And you really, once he gets you to sin, even though you repent, but you still ain't got the power you could have had. I know about forgiveness, I know about grace, but it's so good to just get on the line. Hey, God, this is me. Now, I saw in the spirit the other night your back. You know what you and I talked about. I saw you walking up straight with no pain. You were the man. I told him about it in my class. I saw that in the night watch. You had no shirt on. I saw your back. You were walking freely. But something else happened too. You had your right arm behind you. Not only was your back healed, but you had a fist full of money. And so what you and I talk about, just go ahead and follow through. Listen to the Spirit of God. I don't know how far you've gone, but check your back to the last minute before you act. You got me? You understand what I'm saying? Check your back to the last minute before you make act. In other words, tonight check it, tomorrow check it, just check it. Because when I saw that back, you were, There was no pain, straight up walking, like I said, and your hands were behind you like this. And that fistful of money don't mean a fistful of money. It means financial wealth. And it, God can bless you with your hand behind your back. When, let me close here. When Satan thinks he has you tied up, and this is the furthest you can go, God will go behind you and bless you. Why Satan think he had you from the front. You have to understand this. You have to understand that God is speaking to us tonight that our hands are not tied. Now that whole economy is getting tied up again. And they're confused. But the church must know. You know, you must know when you see and you're watching on you. Don't let that get into your thinking. Yes, sir. Remember, the government is not your source. God is my source. Say it.
God is my source.
I don't expect none of the members of this church to be hurting. And going down, I'm expecting you to go up. I declare men won't like this. They will get upset. But I declare all of y'all got fists of money. Money, money like never before. Because money not going to control you. Now, also, let me close, but also I'm going to say this now. I'm going to say this. I'm going to release some things next week in Baton Rouge that you never heard before. It's just a drive away. You know, I can do it without you. I can go up there and preach Philip Folk and love me. But I just don't want you to be this close. Just be a little inconvenient. Inconvenience yourself a little bit and be in those meetings. Now, I think this crowd here will fill Philip Church up. So, I mean, if you get there and it seems like you can't get a seat, go in overflow. Just be close to the power. Yes. Or get there early enough to get a seat. Yes, you know, The anointing that God has placed on my life with this message and being this close to you and you decide not to come, you got will trouble. You will it in your mind that if I'm in the area this close like Ron and Phil, we should fill those churches up every time, run them over that people can't get in there. Just our members from here. I don't know what's going to come out of the, watch this, apostle of finances mouth. Amen. So I'll disconvenient myself, if it's such a thing, and make sure that I'll be there. And I'm really not putting a plug in for the meeting. I'm putting a plug in for my member. Because sometimes I'll say something and I won't say it no more. It's according to the dictate of the Lord. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, all right, you may be seated. Anybody here for the first time as a visitor? Your first time here? We got all hitters who've been here before.